We know the big story, young people from Central America migrating to the U.S. to escape violence or to find work. But when we're talking individual people, we don't really know all their stories. And if tragedy strikes them after they've gotten to the U.S., we often won't hear about what happens after. Take the story of a 17-year-old immigrant. Earlier this summer, he was driving to work in rural Alabama. It was his second day on the job, but he never made it. He died in a car accident on the way. From Guatemala, reporter Deepa Fernandez tells us how his family struggled to get information and bring his body home.
Jose Lopez Ramirez grew up in a little house on this winding road that leads into a mountainous Guatemalan town called Comitancillo. Ramirez lived here until last year when he moved 200 miles away to Guatemala's capital city to find work and finish school. He was 16 when he left, and he joined his older brother, Ageo Lopez Ramirez, in Guatemala City. And that's when Jose's problems started, his brother says.
Tenía muchos sueños y...
He had so many dreams, but it was there that the gangs began to bother us, trying to get us to join. It's different in Guatemala City. There the gangs kill and rob people. So we left and just came back home.
Back in Comitancillo, a rural and mostly indigenous area, life was not much easier when the brothers returned.
Back here it was the same as when we left. There's no jobs. And that's when Jose decided to go to the U.S.
Ageo said his younger brother was excited about the possibilities in America. And while his journey overland was rough, he made it. And soon thereafter, sent his family and friends this video.
Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? Este es mi primer video, presentándome al fin. Al fin decidí abrir mi cuenta.
A handsome boy with perfectly combed jet black hair looks flirtatiously at the camera, telling his viewers he's just opened an account where he can make short videos and upload them. He's asking his viewers to tell him what they think. Back in his concrete two-room home, Jose's brother scrolls through a bunch of photos on his phone, all sent by Jose from America. He finds this video Jose shot at his construction job where he's riding a large bulldozer, kind of like he's on a bull at the rodeo.
Ojalá.
And this was the last one they received, where he's got that perfectly combed hair again, and his arm is around a girl. And then abruptly the video cuts out. They never really got much information on how exactly Jose died. Just the very basics from what the police told Jose's sister, who also lives in Alabama. This is what she called and told them, according to Jose's father, Eusebio.
Pues él iba al trabajo.
He was going to work around 5 a.m. when he crashed, and that's how he died.
Being undocumented, Jose's sister was too afraid to engage the police and ask more questions, but she did learn that the crash was bad. The car flipped.
Quebró todo lo que es sus huesos.
He broke all of his bones, and his face and head were smashed too.
Su cabeza.
That was late May. The family in Guatemala was devastated. They had so many questions, but no one to ask them to. They barely have cell phone reception in their home in the mountains, and looking up information on the internet when Jose's brother Ageo could get to a connection provided nothing. Then, one afternoon in mid-June, a few weeks after Jose had died, they got another call from his sister in America. She said a local church had gathered the money to send Jose's body home. It was arriving in 6 hours in Guatemala City. They scrambled.
Thank God we had a neighbor who lent us his car. When we said we had to go and collect Jose's body, our neighbor really helped us. He even came with us to get him.
It was a bit of an ordeal for Ageo, his dad, and their neighbor. When they got there, it wasn't just Jose's body. There were two other bodies that arrived on the same plane from the United States. Ageo had to open the body bag to identify his brother. And then together, they heaved the lengthy cardboard box into the back of their neighbor's car and made the long journey home. The box with Jose's body hung precariously out of the small car the entire ride. The long, thin, white cardboard box which held his body still sits in the family's main room. I ask Eusebio, Jose's father, what they plan to do with the box. He wants to keep it right there in memory of his son, he says. His laughter is not a happy laugh. This is a grieving father. Eusebio brings out a garbage bag of Jose's clothes. Eusebio is telling me that he packed up his son's clothes and things when he left for America. Now he won't be back to use them again, he tells me, as he begins putting them back in the bag. Jose also left behind much younger siblings. They're busy playing during my entire visit. But when Eusebio actually opens the bag of Jose's clothes, they stop in their tracks and come to look. Argel asks a little one if she remembers her brother, Jose.
¿Recordas a Jose?
Yes, she says. And where is he? Argel follows up. In the United States, she says. It's still kind of hitting them all that Jose is dead and not just working in the U.S. Argel says they haven't had much time to mourn as they owe a lot of money.
We are now suffering the consequences of Jose following his dreams, you know, what many people call the American dream. The truth is we have to pay his debts. My dad and I were just discussing how we both have to work to pay it off. We still owe 30,000 quetzales.
That's a bit over $4,000, a fortune in these parts where one day of agriculture work, if you can find it, may yield $5. They owe the coyote who helped Jose get to Alabama. They even owe money to the American rental car company for the car Jose crashed. But, says Argel, as they work to pay off his debts, at least they'll be remembering him constantly. For The World, Deepa Fernandez, Comitancillo, Guatemala.
Deepa's reporting was supported by the International Women's Media Foundation as part of its Adelante Latin America reporting initiative.